MIT, Caltech, or whomever you want. I've seen it myself. There's nothing of note there.
Okay. Yes, do it. Triple check. Fine.
Gordius, this is still a good time.
Come in, Carol.
1 second. You can close that. Alistair, I have to go, okay? You know what we're trying to find. Prove me wrong, okay? Thanks. Bye. Sorry about that.
That's all right, that's all right. What a couple of days, huh?
Sure. Sit down.
First, a pitch-perfect landing. Now, dive one goes off without a hitch.
It's a remarkable achievement.
37 kilometers under the sea. Can you believe it?
Right in line with our projections.
Just monumental. And those chimneys. I'm a little jealous, if I'm honest. I never got up close with something half that extreme on Mars.
Right. Carol, I've been in the lab and on the phone with the science team all morning. Dive one didn't exactly set the world on fire.
Oh, you mean the inactive vents?
What else?
Gordy, it's the first of 24 dives. We can't expect the moon.
Carol, we both know we need a win here. This is one of the only missions we still have funding for.
I understand that very well. Everyone does.
The Chinese are breathing down our necks, and this trip is set up perfectly for success. This is as close to a gimme as we're gonna get. There should be something there, and it's...
What?
It's not nothing to whiff on the first dive.
I know you're concerned, but you're acting as though this is a crisis. It's early. Some dives will be misses.
We go way back, Carol.
I know. I was there too, Gordon.
This is a different time. Arrival doesn't move the needle anymore. Discovery does. We're looking for life. We need something big to remind the world that public exploration matters. If not, the future of the space program...
Keeping pressure on the crew. It won't help them do their jobs. It's certainly not going to make a microbe appear.
All I'm saying is, we need to set the tone from the beginning. We expect more than just effort. We need results.
Your tone is eminently clear, Director.
You pass me the slide?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Behind you. There you go.
I can't...
Just to the right.
Am I doing this right?
How's the view?
I'm fiddling with this knob on the scope, like you said, but all I'm getting is fuzzy blob.
Okay. A, I love that you say fiddling with, and B, that blob is your thumb in front of the lens. Like this.
Ah, there we are.
You're looking at a few thousand molecules I picked up 37 kilometers down. Lots of H2O, obviously, but also methane, hydrogen sulfide. There's actually more oxygen in the water than I thought there'd be. Here, take a look at this panel. It's from the shallowest sample, right where the water meets the ice. Check it out. See those single spheres?
Yeah.
Free oxygen atoms.
Wow?
Well, yeah. I mean, most of the time, free oxygen is good for kickstarting life. It means more building blocks to combine with other elements and compounds. But the reason it's there, I think, is because of radiation.
Sun's so far away. That's got to be coming from Saturn.
Right! Everything here is getting bombarded with radiation, including water molecules in the ice. The H2O splits under the stress and leaves free oxygen like these behind.
Not exactly comforting that everything on Enceladus is getting bombarded.
I know. Isn't my skin just glowing?
Space isn't exactly a health club.
Does it worry you? All the hours you've logged off Earth?
Not really. I've seen far worse things happen to people. And ever since I went to Mars, they started monitoring me for side effects. I'd go in every 3 months for a whole battery of tests. I'm sure you'll get the star treatment, too, once we're home. Probably have to do that for the rest of our lives. I don't know if that's reassuring or not.
We test the samples, we become the samples.
Pretty much. Here, let me help you with those.
I didn't just imagine that, did I?
Nope. I felt it.
Whoa! Hello!
I got you. Here.
I'm okay. I'm fine, Ty.
That was a humdinger.
I mean, park yourself near some exploding vents. You should expect some seismic activity.
Ship's holding up fine. Platform's solid. Fuel tanks. Stable. How you feeling?
I'm good. Doris, too. I don't see a scratch.
I'll make note of the quake.
Just let me keep my samples, Enceladus. I promise to play nice.
B?
Yeah?
What did you hope to see in those slides? I'm guessing it wasn't only rogue oxygens.
Bacterium or two would have been nice.
What is it again? Chemosynthetic bacteria.
Exactly! Like the ones in a deep-sea tube worm. I told you about that discovery, right? It's a doozy.
I can't recall. Is that one of yours?
Oh, hell no. I wish. That was before my time. The 80s, I think. So, picture it. It's a grad school seminar at Harvard.
Of course it is.
Yeah, we'll forgive him. Anyway, this famous professor brings in a huge red tube worm his team plucked from the seafloor right next to a hydrothermal vent. And he's like, look, the tube worm doesn't have a mouth or a gut, and yet somehow it gets all the nutrients it needs by the vents. How does that happen? It was a giant slimy mystery.
Now wait a minute. Did he actually not know, or is this one of those Socratic show-off things where he was asking questions he already had the answers to?
No. He really had no clue. The basic question was, how does this tube worm eat? And nobody had the answer.
Got it.
And then, no joke, this baby grad student, she just stands up in the middle of the class and she says, obviously bacteria inside the tube worm are converting vent chemicals into food, and the tube worm is eating that.
Obviously.
Yeah. Isn't it cool? And at the same time, the tube worm keeps the bacteria from floating away in the current. It's a perfect symbiotic relationship. The bacteria are like, we got you, brah. We're making pancakes. And the tube worm is like, you all right. Stay as long as you want.
Weird. I've never heard a tube worm talk before.
You gotta get out more. But this 22-year-old, or whatever she was. Oh, Colleen Kavanaugh. That's her name. She unlocked one of the biggest scientific discoveries of the last 100 years. Animals don't need sunlight to get energy. They can get it from chemicals instead.
So, all I had to do to get a Harvard education was go 1 billion kilometers to Saturn.
1.3 billion, but yeah. That's why we think life on Earth probably began with bacteria at hydrothermal vents.
Creation is a pretty beautiful thing, isn't it?
It is. You're not gonna get all preachery on me, are you?
I learned my lesson. God help me.
Because we're having a perfectly pleasant secular moment here.
I promise I'm not gonna baptize you now.
Thank you.
You sent in the data?
Yep. In 87 minutes, the science team will be crunching away.
Well, I, for one, believe you're gonna find some new bacterial buddies on Enceladus.
Thanks.
And we're all gonna have pancakes on the bottom of the ocean, and life will be just peachy.
Aw, that's sweet of you.
Did I mention I'm starving?
Dispatch 972A, Carol Robinson, Capcom for mission support. Good morning from Houston. I'll keep this one short because I know it's another dive day and there's lots to do. Ty. If you're listening now.
Right here, Carol.
I emailed you today's question from a junior cosmonaut. It came in on social media. From one pilot to another. I figure you might be the better responder, if you've got time.
I appreciate it, Lieutenant.
The science team is just swimming in data. Of course, we're looking forward to bigger and better things on B's next dive. And to your first success. No updates to the mission plan. Proceed with dives 2 and beyond until further instruction. Stay safe. We'll talk soon. In dispatch.
Dispatch 972B. Commander Tyler Winfield, Pisces mission. Everything's fine. Early morning. B's catching some Z's, and I don't care what she says. She does not get enough, so I'm gonna let her sleep in a little. I'm sure there'll be a lot to talk about tonight once she surfaces. Let me find that question. Victor writes, why do you call Houston Mission Support and not Mission Control? I thought it was Mission Control. Thank you. Well, Victor, you got a sharp ear. Actually, some missions, like the ones to our moon back home, still talk about Mission Control or Ground Control. And that's because on the moon, the astronauts are close enough that people on the ground can talk to them in pretty much real time. The ground can control the situation in space as it happens. But up here on Enceladus, or in Mars, where I went last time, the distances are too great for direct control and communication. So instead, the ground supports the mission. There are very smart people doing that, like our capsule communicator, Carol Robinson, one of the best pilots we've had in the Corps, and Director Gordon Chu. Also, the science team and the flight team, they advise and react and respond. They just can't control everything. I guess we kind of ventured beyond that. You know, you're hearing my voice long after I spoke these words. That maybe someday we'll find a way to send messages faster than the speed of light, and we can have real-time video chats across the universe. You could be the guy to crack that nut, Victor. Get you back on the ground. Glad to have your support. Carol. We had a little quake last night. Day 971 at 2155. Lasted around 7 seconds with a foreshock. Just letting you know, in case you want to compare notes.
Morning, Ty.
Whew. Boy. My goodness.
You all right?
Oh, fine, fine. Just that toothache's bugging me a little. I must be clenching my teeth at night. Fun times.
Anything for Carol before I sign off?
Well, I'd like a caramel latte, 2 shots espresso. No, wait. Make it 10.
I think we're set, Carol. Talk to you all tonight.
Love you, Carol.
And dispatch. Sleep?
Can't complain.
What was that, like 3 hours-ish?
Oh, I'm good. I'm so good. Today's dive number 2, Ty. Can you feel it? It's a canyon system. Are you pumped? It's a frickin' canyon system.
I'm at 11, right about now.
Being extra quiet. You're not fake sleeping again, right? Or burping?
I'm fine. We're 50 meters from the canyon entrance.
You sure you're good, Bebop?
Yes. Cutting engines?
I just turned off the dive log recording. What's going on?
I'm fine.
Doesn't sound like you are. Talk to me, B.
God damn it. I thought this wouldn't happen.
Take a deep breath. It's gonna be all right. What's up?
Just give me a sec, okay? I passed the simulation, no problem.
I want to help, B. Now be straight with me. What the heck is going on?
Give me a minute.
B?
When I'm in canyons, once or twice before, I've had panic attacks, okay? And I'm having one right now.
What? B, you do not have to go in this canyon. There are 20 other target sites. Let's just move on.
See? That's what I thought you'd say. And that's why I'm telling you now and not 3 years ago or this morning. I gotta do it. And now it's, getting done.
Current depth is 40 kilometers.
It's just a dumb phobia. Mind over matter.
Take it easy, okay? B, you could have told me. I could have helped you deal with this.
And you still can. You'll be here. On the comms. That's a huge relief, Ty, believe me.
B, Didn't you have to declare this before launch? Mission support must have known. Am I the only one who didn't?
Mission support declared me fit. My panic episodes were aberrations. I've been on hundreds of dives with no incident. Besides, I've never needed medication. I passed the tests easily. I thought I was over this. God damn it! This is all in my head.
That's okay. Don't stress now.
I know it's in my head. I'm just still having trouble breathing. Give me a sec.
Take as much time as you need.
Damn it! I'll be okay.
Okay. Your adrenaline's pumping. Now let's get you calmed down for a minute. Just listen to my voice, okay?
I'll be fine when I'm out of the canyon. I can deal with the discomfort. Seriously, let me just get it over with.
B, I know. Just listen. I'm right here, above you. Just take some deep breaths. Think about a part of your body that's not feeling anxious.
What?
Think about a part of your body that is not feeling anxious.
I'm shaking all over.
How about your pinky toe?
Okay. My pinky toe.
Which one?
Does this actually help?
Left or right?
The left one.
Good. Think about that pinky toe for a second. Sitting there. Just being tiny and cozy in your shoe, smelling kinda nasty.
Hey.
Think about the tiniest toenail on your tiniest toe.
Okay.
And breathe in slow. Four count. One, two, three, four. And hold it for four more. One, two, three, four. Now out slow for five. Four, three, two, one. Now do it again. Pilots get the jitters too. First time you go Mach 5 or 6, damn near anyone's gonna be jumpy. And then, when you're older, you sometimes get a sensitive stomach and have to deal with the amusement of a certain immature young colleague who thinks that puking is a barrel of laughs.
I'm not gonna say it's not funny.
Of course you're not. For the record, I have fortitude. It's not gastrointestinal fortitude. And I know that your thing isn't just the jitters. I don't want to minimize it. But this is about all I got.
It's helping. A bunch.
Keep talking.
You know, there's all sorts of stories about the early NASA pilots back in the 60s and 70s. They were so nervous on the launch pad, they were literally scared. Well, you know. So my affliction isn't all that bad. I can say with some distinction that I've barfed in three different planetary orbits. That's some kind of record, I bet.
Who taught you the toe trick?
Oh, that. You just talked to her this morning.
Carol?
Before she was my commander on the Mars trip, Carol. It was Lieutenant Robinson back then. Worked with us trainees. She was the best shuttle pilot for a decade. We were all her grateful sponges. I owe her a lot. Carol didn't really talk about this, but when she first joined up as an Air Force test pilot, women still weren't allowed to fly some planes. Definitely no combat missions. She put up with a lot of stuff, let me tell you.
I think I'm okay now.
Happy to hear it.
Thanks for talking to me. I'm not sure what I would have done.
No sweat.
I feel better. We can handle this canyon.
Really? You don't have to take on the canyon.
No, I'm good. I'm in a good place. Let's do it.
Okay. When you're ready. Just take it real slow, okay? Your health is the most important thing.
I will. Kicking up the throttle?
All right. Now, what are we looking for?
I mean, currents sweep almost anything into canyons. Rocks, unlucky sea life, microorganisms, dead microorganisms. We call that marine snow. Sometimes it piles up so high it fills a canyon. A canyon, it's kind of like You probably didn't have these in Georgia, but it's like a corn maze.
I know what the heck a corn maze is.
Okay, sure. Just instead of a freaky clown hiding at the end, there's maybe a giant shrimp.
Now, if you don't feel right at all, just come up out of the canyon. I mean it. It's not worth risking anything.
Right. Got it. This is my stop. Killing the main thruster.
No rush. Dive log back online now.
This one's actually wider than most canyons. Okay. Heading down.
Roger that.
I'm in. The canyon's maybe 40 meters deep. Don't see any vents, active or dead. Right turn. No visible flora or fauna. Continuing to the bottom.
You're doing great, B. Keep talking to me.
Left turn ahead. Pivoting now. I've got a long passageway. I can't see the end of it yet.
Me neither.
I mean, really. Who puts a clown in a corn maze? A maze is creepy enough already.
You picking that up in the distance?
Yeah, I got it. Right against the far end of the canyon. That?
Take it easy, B.
I'm seeing some weird glimmers. Reflections, maybe. It looks like something shiny there. I'm going very slowly. Some hints of red and blue. It's definitely different from the rock structure. This is so strange.
Pull out if you need to.
Getting closer. 30 meters now. Jesus, what in the world?
What is it?
You don't recognize him?
Who?
It's Pontus. What's up? I haven't seen you in 10 years.
Doris just wanted to find her long-lost Papa probe. They're having a moment.
Can you angle to the right a little? Yeah, that's Pontus's mission seal. I was worried there for a minute.
It looks a little scary. Oh, that's just rust, isn't it, old boy? Goes to show you what a little oxygen will do.
Don't get tangled up with him now.
Don't you worry yourself, Dad. I can get closer. You're catching this too, right?
Whoa. Yeah. Got a good view of the front of him. It's all smashed up. The camera, the spectrometer.
Poor guy. I wonder how that happened.
A lot of hands and minds worked on those scraps of metal. I miss the flight team.
Science team are assholes.
Huh?
Kidding! Kidding! They're mensches, all of them. Sometimes I forget how far we are from everything. What a long ride it's been.
I feel kind of bad for Pontus. He got a one-way mission and an ending that's so unceremonious.
I'm gonna take some photos. Pontus's camera might be busted, but mine's not. Work with me now. Yes. Yes, darling. Now give me the attitude. Make love to the camera.
B?
Yes, sir?
What are the odds that we'd find Pontus? Seems pretty surprising to me.
Well, he was mapping the sea floor all around here.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense to me he'd end up in a canyon. It's like a groove in the sidewalk. Over time, it'll catch loose gravel and stuff being kicked around. Canyons make good graveyards.
Hmm.
It is kind of curious, though.
What's that?
Well, the first thing we found on Enceladus, we put here.